You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, my name is Ricardo Delfin. I will be giving a talk today on productionizing ROS when you have no choice with Bazel. Before I get started, just a little bit of background on myself. Mainly worked previously as a production engineer in a variety of different fields, starting in servers and moving on to robots, be it autonomous vehicles or, at the moment, humanoid robots. So a lot of my work has been dedicated around productionizing systems, getting them working on real deployments, and getting them out, in the case of vehicles, on the road to actually turn them into real products. So with that in mind, I'll get us started. So why do you pick ROS, right? I assume, given the amount of talks on ROS we've had here, most people here have used ROS. You're familiar with it. And one of the big reasons why people lean towards ROS, and it makes perfect sense, is it's a very standard tool to use in robotics research. It's very easy to set up. You can just compose things. You add more nodes. You add more things you're launching, and things just kind of work out of the box, right? It's a very valid reason to use a robotics framework like this. However, it does have a few issues, a few caveats that can cause issues when you're going into production, especially. Some of the big issues you sometimes see, I mean, this is a personal gripe, but depackage is the primary deployment mechanism, I think, can be a bit of an issue. You're tied to specific Ubuntu releases. There's, of course, ways around this, but you know, as a core, this is kind of what you're centered on. I think we've all found non-deterministic bugs at some point in ROS. I've myself encountered multiple times issues with shared memory topics, and when you're working with different kind of components. A lot of this can cause issues once you're actually deploying kind of a large set of systems, right? Now, unfortunately, sometimes you don't have a choice, right? Like, you come into a company, there is a system, it's been built, and oftentimes rebuilding a thing from scratch is not a good idea, right? It's just not a reasonable thing to do and can be a waste of time. So what you want is you want to find a way of working with a system you've got, right? So some of the things that I generally recommend when you're looking at how to kind of improve a system like this is, for something like ROS, you want to have clear dependency definitions. You want to have some form of build isolation, right? Something that actually gives you hermetic builds, something that gives you portability and makes it easy for you to move your system from one thing to another, and to add new architectures as you go, right? And the build isolation can be really important. And this is where Bazel really comes in and shines quite well, right? So you can absolutely use Bazel with ROS. I will be basing my examples off of this GitHub repo that I made, just a couple small examples. You're welcome to look at the FOSDEM page to, you know, the slides and everything are there. So you can absolutely use Bazel to build ROS. My recommendation at the moment is to use this set of rules by Milan Vukov. Fantastic, they work really well. There's other ones like the Apex AI has their own set to do a very similar set of things, and a bunch of other ones. But the key thing here is that this lets you do things like building ROS from source, and have nodes working, launch files, and a bunch of other features, right? It makes your build independent from your ROS Linux distro because you're just building from source. And you can do other things then with Bazel to improve hermeticity, right? It also kind of limits the set of actual system dependencies you have. So just to show you what that actually looks like when you start writing code, as you can see here on the left, this is your Bazel rule. So you basically just define a binary, put in your dependencies, RCL CPP is there. You can do similar thing with Python. You can define ROS launch files, and you can see a ROS launch file here on the right. It looks very similar to what you'd usually expect. The only difference is this executable name. The repo has some examples on how to do that, or the rules repo has some examples. I do have a video if you want to look at this offline, but you can essentially just do Bazel run, start a launch, and just have it running, right? And it's quite quick to set up, and it gives you a good baseline to work with, right? But this doesn't give you immediate hermeticity, right? So, and it doesn't really isolate your environment. It doesn't isolate your run environment entirely. It just gives you a base to build things on. So once you're actually deploying, you've got a lot of options, and the simplest is just using containers. This is what I will recommend most people do as their first instance. Just if you have nothing, just deploy in a container. Because this will take you from having, running on your bare system to just running in something that is isolated and where you decide what devices you're actually talking to and what you have access to, right? It's very easy to set up. And the nice thing is you can also just make it run at boot, right? One of the common issues with ROS when you're deploying into real systems is you need to find a way of making it run from boot. And just the easiest way is you can get a container and put a systemd service around it. I recommend this two set of rules, rules OCI for building Docker containers in Bazel, and rules distroless for using the distroless Docker containers when setting these up, right? So you can see right here, kind of example what that looks like. You define a tarball, you include all the run files. So the run files here being both the binary that you're running and all the dependencies that come down from underneath it. So this will generate a tarball. You just slap them on an OCI image. I based it off of, it's basically just Ubuntu 22.04 image with a couple of system libraries installed on top. And then you just have this OCI load thing that just lets you load it into your Docker environment, right? And again, feel free to look at this video offline, but you can just do Bazel run that target, and suddenly you've got a Docker container that just works, right? Another option you have is deploying things via packages, right? So this is going kind of back to Debian package to a degree, but separating it out from your distro. Bazel also has in rules package a bunch of things for deploying for building the Debian packages. And much like before, you can just figure out a way of doing system deployment by setting up systemd, a service, right? And so that's what you're seeing here. You basically have your same package tarball with all your dependencies here. You set up a systemd service like the one here on the right. And then you just define a package, a Debian package, right? And it'll tarball everything up. You can even define the post-install and pre-remove scripts so that you can set up the systemd service to start and run. And that basically just works, right? So this is again, something that I really recommend you try out if you haven't really done a lot of work deploying ROS on systems and you're trying to figure out how to productionize your robotic system. Another option you have is deploying with images. And I think this is kind of a very common next step that you go, right? So at some point, you will encounter the issue that your drivers on your robot are kind of different across different robots, right? Like someone maybe has some scripts that they run on the robot to install some random kernel packages that install the camera drivers for DMSL or whatever, and someone forgot to install them on the next one, or they have a different version. A very common recommendation here is instead of trying to do that manually, try to check everything into your repo, set it up as an image that you generate, and then flash that image. That way you kind of have your own custom, almost custom operating system, right? Yocto is a very common way of doing this, so it's definitely one of the ways I've seen it done in the past. And what you can do is you can build this Yocto base image, generate a sysroot, which you then pass on to your Bazel build so that you're building off of exact same libraries that you're actually using to deploy on your robot, right? You can use a bunch of other things as well, like mmdepthwrap, and even, again, rules distroless lets you export out a tarball. So you can use that as a sysroot or as a component in an image, right? Which is basically part of what this is kind of showing. You can layer up a bunch of different components from the Docker image right here, a kind of a distro almost, to the run files for your Python environment as well as for the actual image, right? So once you pull that in, you have a tarball and you can set it up however you want. You can set up a .img file. You can put a slap on a bootloader on it, and then suddenly you have something you can just flash on a robot, and it's going to start up and you can version, right? So now you've got an image. Maybe you've got some Debian packages on top containing the actual robot components that you're setting up on this robot. How do you deploy this on a system that's on the road or in a customer's warehouse or wherever the hell you are deploying these robots, right? There's a lot of OTA solutions, over-the-air updates, that you can use. This is one of them, and it's quite a common one. It's become common in robotics. You can find plenty of others, but I've personally worked with this one in the past. But what you want to look for in one of these solutions is something that has the basic deployment capabilities, and a very common thing you want with this is A/B partitioning so that you can deploy two versions. And when you do an upgrade, if an upgrade fails, it switches you back to the previous version. You want something ideally with monitoring and health checking. You can do it via the same solution or separately. And remote access if this is something that you're able to do in your specific deployment, right? So Mender does provide basically all of these. It makes it in a way that's easy to configurable and changeable. So it's definitely a solid option from where you're looking at doing OTA updates. With that in mind, that is my final slide. So I want to say thank you. If you want to, all the slides are going to be uploaded in the and the Fasten page, but yeah, enjoy.